Hello, everyone.
Yes, y'all.
Yep, fam.
Welcome to Echo Room. It's your boy Ivory on Instagram at Ivory Blue. Like Ivory, IVORYBLUE.
Your favorite old boyfriend, John Paul, on Instagram, Mr_KK. So simple.
Hey, my God, I call that just Mr. Chuku.
So, you're here again now.
Good time.
I want to talk about something that's very important and something that everybody should know.
Yeah.
And it's things you should never try.
At all.
Things you should never do,
guys. Things you should never think of. Because when you do them, I mean, never ends well.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chuku, I think you should start this.
Well, for starters, you never mix cola and menthol together. I mean, that shit doesn't ever go
well.
I stupid.
Wait, you mean Coke?
Yeah.
And I like Tom-Tom.
Not Tom-Tom. Mentos.
Mentos. Like something from Rick and Morty. That should be crazy. But I think I really need to try that one.
Have you tried it? I thought we were talking about this. You should not try
it. I know. It sounded good to me.
It's from experience or something.
Nigerians. It sounded good to me.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
I have.
And
you didn't
know, right? At least for you to say you should not try something, then you must have tried it and known that it didn't go well.
Yeah.
From experience and all.
But you could try.
Yeah, cool, man. Joppa, what do you think?
Yeah, no, very bad idea.
I don't care, I have to go to try it.
Alright, what else do you
think? Let me go. Never smoke what you do not know.
If you don't know what's inside that Rizla, please don't try it.
I saw something, you know, and I thought it was like normal. Then I lit it. I took it and I dragged it. Until the joint was done. And remember that night now?
You know they call him Puffy.
Like I was gone. Everything about me was dead, man.
Yeah, to the next day, sir. Woke up high.
I've
had a friend here who smoked something.
Yeah.
I woke up like 2 days later.
Jeez.
In the wrong place. You know, we're angels wear pants, guy. I know.
That's crazy.
So, like 2 days. Nobody find out.
Lost.
please, if you are listening to this, please don't try anything. Don't smoke anything you do not know. I know what I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, another thing we should not try is don't fuck without condom, man.
There's a comma. It's
Can I say something?
Yeah,
no. I mean, this is so sensitive to me.
But which one is sweet part? Which one is sweet?
Yeah, we know that. Skin to skin. I mean, if there's something I should have to learn now, it's fucking with condoms, because I know it's not my strength.
It's not like your strength.
I don't know. How does it happen? But now you're saying it's true. Shouldn't try.
Don't try.
Smoking without condoms.
This is what it works
like. Not the STDs and all. But that's a really good point.
That's an inspirational one.
Yeah, that's like
educational. Kids, pay attention.
Do not try it.
Pay attention.
No.
All right. Dating or fucking your friend, brother, sister's ex. Don't do that.
Date your brother's ex.
Dating or fucking, anyway, do not do it.
A friend's brother's ex.
Do not date your brother's ex.
Mm-mm.
Or fuck your brother's ex.
Yes. Or your friend. Or your sister. Ex. Any one of those shit, man. I promise you. I hope those my sister's friends are listening. It wasn't intentional then, I swear. It was.
Ah, so you did it.
From experience now.
Oh, I think I remember when you did it.
Going from experience.
Yeah. Bro. But I mean, what if you end up vibing with the person after the person has broken up with your friend or your brother or your sister? I mean, it's possible.
If you have a sister like mine, man, you should never let her find out, because then
I'm not saying I'll ever do it, but it's a possibility. Like, it happens. So, but it's, I don't know. Whatever makes you sleep good at night. So.
Abby.
Yeah.
But shouldn't be done.
What about dating, like going through relationships when you know you do not have money? Like you cannot fund this relationship.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I swear, you shouldn't go into a relationship when you don't have money at all.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Like, it's the first century kids we have now, and all the... And you, even for dating a girl, you want to date a poor girl. No, but first of all, you don't date a poor girl. Secondly, all the girls now, their eye don't tear.
As in, they reach back.
As in, everybody wants game, we could flex them.
Yeah, I'm a boy,
we could
flex them. Yeah, we could flex them.
If you look at it this way, girls want to... They want to...
They want surprises, man.
But basically, I feel
it. I mean, there's something there's something my uncle always says, like, a guy that is
nothing
not working.
Nothing good happens after.
No, a guy that's not working and, I mean, that's still schooling, you're not working, you don't have a job. You're not supposed to even start looking at women. To start with. He always says that, I'm like, I used to be like, oh, uncle, what are you saying now? So, why do you not flex and all? But, you know, and I think I've had my own fair share of that experience. So
yeah.
You need to be boxed up at least
to go into relationships.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, no matter how good everything seems, I mean, over time,
she can never be comfortable.
Even if she's comfortable at the beginning, man. Over time, she obviously wants something more.
And if she's a social media girl, man.
Yeah, and men people see her.
Yeah.
Of course, you see boys that have money that just want to flex, so to spend money on them.
So it's safe to say.
How do you balance that?
It's safe to say time will tell, yeah?
Time will always tell everything.
Six years. I have one more.
Yeah?
Under no account. Kids, listen, I know this thing is for you people. I know they really joke here. They're serious. Under no account, yeah? No matter how old you get, no matter how comfortable you get, should you drink in front of your mother? Do not do it. Don't try it.
Let's talk about age range now.
Fuck the age range, man. Those guys, they take it very serious, man.
Yeah, well, if
you not drink in front of your mother, don't be comfortable and sit down. You go get your drink and sit down and do the talk.
Depends. I think some mothers are cool with it.
I think my mom is cool with it, though.
As long as you're not over drinking, yeah, imagine, as long as you're controlling yourself.
Drinking to stupor is different, but if you don't drink it like a glass or something, like.
Like a bottle of beer now, like my mom's present, she won't take it personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can just pop. You can even drink a wine in front.
I mean, if you say pop codeine in front of your parents, and I know that.
You don't smoke, she shouldn't do that.
Really pop codeine.
But if I'm taking like a bottle of Heineken and all, it's okay now.
Yeah. I think it's okay, yeah.
And that's okay. So, any more?
Any more? I don't know.
Okay, now, so we've come to the end of this section in Echo Room, and I hope it was nice. I hope you learned something from it and all, because that's the point. So,
because you know, they not the only play you can play.
What would Burashagi say?
Because Oyinbo say education is better than the prophecy of Heineken.
Bye.